right time is 7 after the hour. It's Thursday, the 28th of March, and the business at hand is to have a little time for adjustment. Let's see if we can adjust ourselves to the new day and the discussions that are taking place with lots of people. Our job here is to cover the best stories of the day. I didn't say they were all good, but they are important. And so with that in mind, we go back to the Supreme Court, where we've started, I think, every day this week. And most of our hours, talking a little bit about, sometimes a little more than others, with your opportunity to express yourself here, 888-302-3684, on the Good Day program, the debate in the Supreme Court over gay marriage, and a ruling is expected to be handed down in June, according to information. And it doesn't look like they're going to dodge the first one, which apparently the California Proposition 8, which was the gay marriage ban, at first it looked like they were going to dance their way around it, but now the information is that they will make a decision. Defense of Marriage Act is where they were yesterday, the so-called DOMA rule. From Newsmax, Kathleen Walter talked to Mike Huckabee about the growing number of Republicans that seem to be shifting their position and coming out in support of gay marriage. This is something I read, I think, on the air yesterday during this hour, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. Wasn't it this hour that I read a lot of the things that Huckabee had been saying on his radio program? For some reason, he seems to be emerging as the conscience of the people who are stuck. That would be the way I'd read it. And so here's that discussion.
The GOP is becoming increasingly divided on the gay marriage issue. Last week, Senator Portman announced he reversed his decision in support of gay marriage. Do you see the party ever pivoting or doing a 180 on gay marriage?
They might, and if they do, they're going to lose a large part of their base, because the evangelicals will take a walk. And it's not because there's an anti-homosexual mood, and nobody's homophobic that I know of, but many of us, and I consider myself included, base our standards not on the latest Washington Post poll, but we base it on an objective standard, not a subjective standard. I have great sympathy and extraordinary admiration for Senator Portman. I consider him a friend, and I value his work in the Senate and think he's a great person. I think that the mistake is that we sometimes base our public policy decisions on how we feel, how we think, maybe even some personal experiences, and we don't regard a lot of these issues from the standpoint of an objective standard. Mm-hmm. And let me just take a moment to explain what I mean by that. If we have subjective standards, then that means that we're willing to move our standards based on the prevailing winds of culture. I think politicians have an obligation to be thermostats, not just thermometers. They're not simply to reflect the temperature of the room or the culture, as it were. They're to set the standards for law, for what's right, for what's wrong. Understanding not everybody's going to agree with it, not everybody's going to accept it. But this is an issue that, you know, frankly, I recognize the culture is moving away from the traditional standard. But it's almost like saying, well, we have a basketball team and nobody on the team or very few can actually hit the goal that's 10 feet off the floor. Mm-hmm. So we're going to lower the goal down to 6 feet. That way everybody can slam dunk the ball. So the question is, have you improved your basketball game, or have you you've actually just changed the standard so it looks like you're doing better? And that's my concern.
All right, so there's Mike Huckabee about the growing number of Republicans who seem to be shifting their positions, and if they don't, they'll lose the base. But what is the base? 888-302-3684. Do they need a base, or do they need a number of people in order to win elections? And the understanding is that things are changing. He said he didn't think any of his friends who were evangelicals were homophobic. Ken Kessler, I find that to be an interesting statement. I know lots of people who call themselves, they use the word Christian. Both you and I are Christians, and I don't want to be grouped in that with that group. But I also disagree with his contention that they aren't homophobes. I think we've found over the years plenty of people who have that point of view who are homophobes. Is that an accurate statement?
I think so, and I think the way he phrases it, he just likes he doesn't like that word, but he says they're not homophobes. But then, almost in the same breath, he says how homosexuals and people who support gay marriage are substandard.
Yeah, like subhuman.
Right.
Yeah, right. Who is he to judge, or who's anybody? That's the thing that bothers me about these so-called evangelicals, or people who continue to clamor about their Christianity, their Christian beliefs. And you've done a study of what the Bible says, because this has been, again, something, the Bible says this and the Bible says that. So what do you find in the Bible? Since the last time we talked, you've almost, you've sort of done an op-ed piece here as to the sanctity of marriage and the gay marriage argument. So if you want to share some of these with us, it'll be good for a discussion, good stimulator for a discussion.
Well, sure. So many of these arguments against gay marriage, I just feel like they're baseless. You hear a lot of people say that the Bible says that gay marriage is an abomination. And it also says that marking your body with tattoos and eating shellfish are an abomination, and no one seems to be upset about that. There are tattoo shops in the downtown area of almost every city in America, and nobody's upset about those. There are little machines in the grocery store where for 50 cents you can get a little tattoo for your child, mm-hmm. and no one's upset about that. No one's picketing outside of Red Lobster because they're serving shellfish. None of those things seem to bother anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just this one particular thing. Another thing they say is that marriage should not be redefined, and marriage has been redefined throughout history.
Marriage hasn't been the act of getting married from one person to another isn't that old in the course of history of the human race, never mind the history of the planet.
Yeah, and there's no if you go back to the Bible, there is no particular ingredients or rules about how you get married or anything like that. In fact, most of the marriages in the Bible were transactions for property and money and goats and other livestock. And if your daughter was not a virgin, it was the obligation of everyone to stone her to death.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't do that now,
yeah.
But nobody's upset about that.
Right.
And then you hear people say that it attacks and demeans the sanctity of marriage.
Gay marriage does.
That gay marriage attacks the sanctity of traditional marriage. And my problem with that is you have so many celebrities, not just Hollywood celebrities, but just people who are famous. And because they're famous, we know these things. But, Britney Spears had a marriage that lasted 2 or 3 days tops. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian had one that lasted a matter of months, and no one seems to that doesn't bother anyone. You have talk hosts who go after this kind of thing, and they have multiple marriages. You have politicians like Newt Gingrich, who admittedly cheated on one wife with the next wife, and then cheated on her with the next wife, and that's one of the commandments. That's one of the big ones. And no one seems to be upset about that either. None of those things have demeaned the sanctity of traditional marriage, but somehow two people of the same sex who love each other will. I don't get that at all.
I don't either. 888-302-3684. So there are some interesting gay marriage arguments, pros and cons about things that are in the Bible, supposedly. And you're welcome. This may fly in the face of your beliefs, and if that's the case, so be it. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen at 16 after on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin Coda guitar strings, $6%, and Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. Here's radio host Chris Merrill talking about how the state of California is planning to react if the Supreme Court upholds Proposition 8, which is banned.
If Prop 8 is upheld in California. If you think that suddenly Prop 8 is upheld, congratulations. Those of you that are homophobes and you want to try to force your Bible down other people's throats, you will probably live forever in angst. Because them gays aren't going away. In fact, especially with public polling being the way it is right now, California Lieutenant Governor, former San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom says that a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that might uphold Prop 8's ban on same-sex marriage would then prompt the California legislature to put a pro-marriage equality referendum on the ballot in 2014. In other words, instead of like Prop 8, which was vote yes if you are no on gay marriage and vote no if you're yes on gay marriage, which is confusing as hell, the pro-marriage equality referendum would be something along the lines of, do you believe in equality in marriage? Yes or no? And then you, if you wanted to vote against it, you would have to go in there and say, no, I believe that people who are gay are lesser human beings. And you would have to vote that way.
Pretty amazing. Anyway, you don't have to, but isn't that an amazing sort of food for thought issue? The Supreme Court wrapping up its second day of arguments on gay marriage. Justice Kennedy, as well as the court's more liberal justices, appeared headed toward striking down the part of the Defense of Marriage Act that denies federal benefits to legally married gay couples. Kennedy said it was the states, not the federal government, which have the role in deciding who is married. So, looks like half and half, doesn't it, if you were to predict from today forward. 21 after on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, in this hour of Good Day. We will not spend as much time on this as we did yesterday, because a lot of other things are going on, but there are a lot of people who do want to respond to some of the arguments that Ken put forth and some of the other things that have been, a part of this discussion and debate. Here, this is an excerpt from a Fox News conversation, Shannon Bream reporting on the second day, in fact, and the results of a little bit more extensive backgrounder into what I was talking about a few minutes ago regarding the Supreme Court Justice Kennedy's ideas.
There's plenty of passion on both sides of this issue. Again, thousands of people turning out for rallies either in support of DOMA or hoping that these justices will strike it down. The federal law that defines, for the purposes of federal laws, more than 1,100 of them, marriage as between one man and one woman. Now, we know a number of states have gone differently on that. There are several that now recognize same-sex marriage. And because of that, there was a big discussion about whether the feds should be speaking on the issue of marriage. Is it simply a state issue? Should we allow the states to simply make their own decisions, yes or no, on this issue, and not have a blanket law from the federal government that essentially instructs them that we will recognize heterosexual marriages, we will not recognize same-sex marriage for purposes of benefits and tax laws and those kinds of things. A number of the justices seemed willing and leaning that way to strike down DOMA, even if they don't disagree with it on the underlying ideology, but on the issue of states versus the feds, basically, the rights there. It's interesting, at one point, there were several times, actually, that it was noted that a majority, vast bipartisan majority, of lawmakers voted for DOMA when it was passed back in 1996 and, of course, signed into law by President Bill Clinton at that time. So the Chief Justice asked repeatedly, are you saying that those lawmakers all made a very bad decision that was motivated by animus? And Justice Elena Kagan said very forcefully at a couple of points that it would look very much to people like Congress was making a moral decision, making a moral statement that they disapproved of homosexuality. It's something that the Solicitor General Donald Varelli said also, that it looked very much like these lawmakers were trying to send a message that homosexuality was immoral. They were making a judgment call. Well, Paul Clement, former Solicitor General, who's arguing on behalf of upholding DOMA, came back to his rebuttal time at the end of the case and said, it's interesting that you would phrase it that way, because three times lawmakers went to the Department of Justice when they were considering DOMA, when it was being drafted and voted on the Hill, to say, is it unconstitutional? And all three times the Justice Department came back and said, no, it's not unconstitutional. You can vote for it. You can move forward with it. As you know now, of course, President Obama and the Attorney General Eric Holder, who heads up the Department of Justice, now say it is unconstitutional and they're not going to defend it. So we wait a decision by June, but I would say if you're predicting at this point, it doesn't look good for those who want to see DOMA survive this particular case.
888-302-3684. Let's get some of your calls on this. Chuck's listening to the Good Day program in West Virginia, and apparently there's no way in your mind gay marriage has any effect on traditional marriage, and I think a lot of people agree with that. Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, I keep on hearing people and reading columns by people saying that, you know, if the Supreme Court grants marriage equality to law-abiding, tax-paying gay couples in the United States, it's somehow an attack on marriage, it's going to destroy marriage or anything like that. And frankly, nothing is happening to traditional marriage for people who are straight or heterosexual. They're going to continue to, you know, they're going to continue to date, they're going to get engaged, they're going to marry, and they're going to build their lives and families together as they always have. And none of that's going to change when gay couples are allowed to do the same. The fact is, throughout the nation's history, gay couples and gay individuals have been paying their taxes, and by paying our taxes, we help support all the legal benefits and protections of marriage. And I think according to the Government Accountability Office, there's like over 1,100 legal benefits and protections that are given to married couples. And we've been subsidizing those throughout the nation's history, and yet we're unable to take advantage of those same incentives to marry. And that just can't be constitutional.
Nope. I think you're probably right on that. Let's see where this goes. Again, maybe a minute or two for a few more calls on this. 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
I dig the new Honda CR-V, Dad. The Pandora compatibility and rearview camera are tight.
Like the lid in an old jar of olives.
Seriously, six standard features.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. It's sick like the mad cow flu.
Dad, don't try to use our words.
Why? My new ride is totes cray-cray.
Dad, stop.
Get a Honda CR-V with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Someday, I'll wake up on a yacht in the Caribbean. Someday, I'll sell my screenplay and change careers.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, driving the car of your dreams is a lot closer than you think. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Don't wait. It's time to love what you drive. Available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6%. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug and Ken here with the issues of the day, things that are on top of the minds of lots of people. Some of this may or may not be on your mind, but it does make for interesting conversation. So as we get through, yesterday we spent the whole hour on this during this hour of the program, and I know that we have other things that are going on in the world. Let's get to them. But here's an excerpt from Vicki McKenna's radio program. Here she talks to media consultant Tim Graham about the way the news media has chose to cover this issue.
They're barely paying lip service to either people who want to make the constitutional argument or to people who just simply don't support gay marriage, Tim. They're barely paying lip service.
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing about it is that there were thousands of people yesterday marching for marriage in D.C. And when you look at the coverage, there's just they're invisible people. It's the same thing we find with the March for Life. But, I mean, you know, on the same day where they're trying to channel the idea that, you know, oh, look at all the gay advocates on the steps of the Supreme Court. Well, how are you going to ignore the other side marching down the street? And they are really good at doing that. They're just shameless.
Well, and I'll tell you what was even what was more egregious. And I personally think it's one of the best articles I've read on this, by the way, taking a look at how those oral arguments went and what the logic behind the argument is on National Review today. This is not a foregone conclusion how it's going to come out, but you'd swear it was. Now, but I think the worst and most egregious report I had seen were people who decided they were going to protest the Westboro Baptist Church and let the Westboro Baptist Church, a collection of crazy, hateful neo-communists, who support Islamo-fascists and you know, Marxist dictators, be the face of the opposition to gay marriage.
Right. Well, I mean, they're going to try to pluck out things that make the conservative side look crazy. That's the kind of picture of conservatism that they prefer.
But it's not that they have decided to recreate a picture of conservatism because the Westboro Baptists aren't conservatives.
No.
Nor are they Christians.
And I think journalists know this. They know that real conservatives don't picket military funerals and say, good, you died. You know what I mean? It's not what conservatives do.
What kind of preposterous statements here? These generalists, they have one point of view. It's really almost amusing, Kenny. She's always been somebody that I have targeted as kind of a lunatic. She used to be down in Florida, and then she went to Cincinnati. Not Cincinnati. She went to Louisville to replace a lady that died a couple of years ago of a brain tumor that was on the air there. Never one of my faves. How many times over the years have you heard me take a pleasant shot at her? And the stuff that comes out of some of these people's mouths is so predictable. But yet, that gives people, the other side of it is, that a lot of people need an anchor. They need to hold on to something. They need some kind of values in order to legitimize their own points of view, I think. Isn't that the way it is? You've been listening to conversation on the radio as a professional for years and years and years and years and years. Isn't that kind of the way it goes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one thing to keep in mind for any talk radio program that you listen to is that it is one part show business.
Yeah.
So if you hear a lot of conversation that's geared in a particular way, sometimes that's just because they think that's what the audience wants to hear.
Right. So what do you want to hear? 888-302-3684. Gene, listening in Texas, says this discussion ought to be an issue, and or rather the issue of homosexuality or the issue of gay marriage ought to be an issue because it's abnormal.
I don't understand why a sexual preference that's abnormal, to say the best, is on the legislation of the Supreme Court. The AMA years ago got beat up because they thought it was a mental problem, and they changed their mind. There's been at least 30 studies out there to find a hormone or a gene or something that caused homosexuality, and nothing's been found. So I'm left with the assumption that it's a choice. Now, it is an abnormal choice. There's man and woman, period.
No, it's not period, sir. You're not listening to the discussion. You're not hearing what people are saying. That could be your point of view, and that's swell. Help yourself to it. But that's not the way a lot of people feel, and it may even be argued that the majority of people don't agree with your point of view. 888-302-3684. Follow this on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, and on Twitter, @Good Day Show. Where are you getting from people there, Kenny, since we first sort of, this has been grueling around all week long?
Two different comments on the on opposite sides on Twitter. Someone who goes by the name Captain says, "I'm not all right with gay marriage because the purpose for any living creature is to carry on their species by reproduction," which I think is a ridiculous argument, because that would mean that people who are infertile, people who are above a certain age, should not be allowed to get married either.
Mm-hmm. And then Morgan says that these comments are thought out. They just
right. Well, and he goes by the name Captain, so he can be anonymous as well.
Yeah, right.
And a woman by the name of Morgan says, "Gay marriage is still love. Discussion done. Accept it."
End of story. 888-302-3684. Chuck, wait a minute. Let's do Fred in Washington with a focus on banning gay marriage from his point of view.
"I'm not gay, so what? That's none of my business. I don't have a problem with the churches not approving it. I think it's none of their business, whatever somebody else's religions or something. You know, kicking them, you know, not allowing them in their church or disapproving it, that's perfectly okay. But messing with somebody's federal rights are under the Constitution, I think, is just plain totally wrong. And they're free to preach in their pulpit, but it's basically discrimination and violation of minority rights. And this country was not founded on those principles at all."
888, so say you. It's all right. 888-302-3684. Brandon in Delaware says all this is happening because we've stopped listening to God.
"I personally feel, though, it should be a separation between church and state, like it is, basically, without the state being able to tell the church who they can marry. if I'm a pastor of the church, I should be able to marry whoever I want to marry. And people come to the preacher for counseling before they get married. So if the preacher deems that they're not to get married for whatever reason, he doesn't have to marry them. So if he feels as though he doesn't want to marry a same-sex couple because they're the same sex, he feels that may damage the child's psyche, or for whatever reason, he shouldn't have to marry them. You see what I'm saying? But the problem lies is that the states do not pay attention to the church. When we took the church and stopped listening to God, that messed everything up right there. Okay, so now you're talking about same-sex marriage. Tomorrow you're going to be talking about polygamy again.
I think it's interesting, I was thinking about logos and standards, things that you learn about a product and how you learn about it. Bud Light said it with beer cans. Martha Stewart said it with red velvet cake. As companies and celebrities from Beyonce to George Takei have joined millions of social media users in posting and tweaking a simple red logo in support of gay marriage. How much have we seen of this? This is a square box with sort of thick pink horizontal lines, which is the equal symbol, remember, for math, offering up, the first time I think I saw it was on Sunday or Monday. Human Rights Campaign is the one that came up with this logo, sort of, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it went all over Facebook, especially after George Takei, Sulu from Star Trek, put it on his page. Then it just went crazy all over the place.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest, and elsewhere. They're using, a lot of people are taking their picture down and put up this equality sign in place of it. There's a lot of enthusiasm for the discussion, a lot of passion here. Here's a Sheridan in Ohio.
My opinion is that the simplest way to look at this is through the separation of church and state, where once you take the element of the religious definition of marriage out, there should be no better reason for denying a marriage contract to two people of the same sex than for denying a real estate contract between two people of the same sex.
All right, so let's just get a couple of quick hits here and get to your point as quickly as we can. Marcia in Texas, you say what?
What I wanted to say is that the people who are against same-sex marriage have never been able to show any reason to be against same-sex marriage. They've never been able to show how it would harm them. And frankly, the only people whose business it is are the people who are marrying each other, the who and the whom, who marries whom. Everybody else just needs to butt out and mind their own business.
Thank you. Alan in Maryland says the government should just allow it and move on.
I don't personally have a problem with allowing these freedoms. And if the federal government removes the restrictions, and I think I disagree with allowing the states to choose. But more so, this is... we got to just get over it. There's more important things to be talking about.
All right, let's have Brian, who's in Burlington, Iowa, give us his thoughts on civil unions. What do you think? Which is okay when it comes right down to brass tacks with you, Brian?
Well, I seem to hit everything in the middle, and I think they need to compromise and not redefine marriage, because that's got a clear definition and it's been accepted for a long time. And I'm not a zealot or anything, but I think that a civil union would be proper, possibly, and give these people their rights and their benefits and quit alienating. But I know why it's a hot button issue. I mean, it hasn't been that many years ago that it was unaccepted. And I think they should just be happy with, like, a civil union definition and be happy with it and move on.
What do you say to the woman in New York who actually brought this suit, 83-year-old lady whose 55-year partner died a year or so ago, and she had to pay, I think she was actually married to her. She was married in Canada to her. She married this woman, and when the woman died, the other woman who survived had to pay a $335,000 tax bill, which she wouldn't have had to pay if they were married. So what do you say to her?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I think civil union, they should be allowed all the benefits of a marriage partnership as an alternative lifestyle, but I still believe it is alternative, even though it's I do believe people are born that way. I don't believe it's something you just dream up. Because I worked with a beautiful guy, and he used to talk about being 10 years old and being attracted to Dan Haggerty the same way I was Cher as a 10-year-old. So I've grown to not think that it's just something they imagine in their mind or something they want to do. I think that it's something that is evidently put there from a young, from birth. I don't believe that they plan this lifestyle.
Was it my memory? Is Dan Haggerty was Grizzly Adams, wasn't he?
Yes, and it always just kind of hit me funny thinking that as a 10-year-old that I would have been attracted to him and not Cher or, you know, that girl or something. And that really opened my eyes. But he also believed, he's deceased now, God bless him, but he believed that he never wanted to see gay marriage because he knew they would use that against gays because of the high rate of divorce.
Yeah. But do you still like Cher?
Well, you know, she's up there now, but you know, I think she was my first infatuation, you know.
All right, got it. Thanks, Jeremy in Jackson, Tennessee. Finish this off, will you? Please go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's absolutely wrong. I disagree, and a lot of the media, just because the majority says that it is right, does not make it right. Majority can be wrong. I believe that you've made that point a few times, and others have made that point.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Okay, so we've really had a good go-round with this the last couple of days. Let's move on. A couple of other things that are on people's minds that I think we need to shake around in the remaining moments of this hour, including what's going on with the Pope up next here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I'm David Travers, Chief Operations Officer at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. For a limited time, our colorful cardigans are only $14.99. And save up to 70% off store-wide at Banana Republic Factory Store. Plus, save an extra 30% on all clearance items. Hurry, sale ends Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big-box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. Hurry. End-of-quarter clearance absolutely ends close of business Saturday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store before it's too late.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion Trillion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
888. Yes. 302. Yes. 3684. That's how you find us on the phone on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, 53 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So the Vatican has said Pope Francis wants to stay for the time being in the Vatican, not in the in the big apartment, but there are smaller apartments. The Vatican residence for the Pope at the moment is an off, sort of off to the side apartment, Kenny. There's not, was it the guest apartment?
It's one of the small apartments that the cardinals usually stay in.
Uh-huh. It's like a sort of a hotel, in a sense.
Yes, very. I mean, it's still really nice, but it doesn't have the trappings that you would think that right. that a papal apartment would have.
Right, that the nearest living resident to the Son of God would have.
Right.
Here is Ben Wiederman talking about the decision to forego the traditional residence by the Pope.
The day after Francis became Pope, he was shown his new official residence. He strolled from room to room and met the staff. In a city where spacious homes are hard to come by, the papal apartment is downright palatial, with more than a dozen rooms and a stunning view. But according to reports in the Italian press, he said it was too big, and that it could accommodate 300 people. And now it's official. He's not moving in. Instead, he prefers to stay in room 201, a modest suite at the Casa Santa Marta, the residence where cardinals stayed during the conclave. The furnishings are relatively austere, though hardly monastic. The sitting room does, however, have a mini bar. Yeah. Tourist Juan Sarmiento, a fellow Argentinian, is impressed.
I think it's an excellent notice that the Pope is close to the people and not close to the gold and the rich things.
German Christina Baer has a more practical interpretation.
I think it's the climate because it's very hot in this building. In summer, the sun comes from the south directly on this flat, and I think it will be very warm there.
Officials at the Holy See are cautioning, don't jump to conclusions. The Vatican Press Office has put out a notice saying that they want journalists to avoid using language such as Pope abandons apostolic palace or Pope turns back on wealth of papal apartments, that he simply wants to be in the Vatican residence where he can be close to people and take advantage of the services available there. He's chosen to ride the bus when he could have taken his official chauffeur-driven car and paid his own hotel bill after becoming Pope. And he's wearing sensible black shoes, not the red ones, in which he's walking away from the trappings of power, if not power itself.
All right, so good news. We all seem to be liking this Pope. And it's cool. It's nice to feel good. Isn't it, Kenny? I think the guy's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
So, this, why in the world, we look for so much on the dark side, it's good to see this sort of thing, as long as it doesn't get out of control, conversation about the Pope, that we can find the good side and stick with it. This week we've had a lot of conversation about the price of gasoline, so I thought we'd tune into a conversation on a program hosted by a guy named Scott Sloan, who here talks to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com about why you don't seem to be very outraged, even though you're getting basically gouged by the prices of gasoline.
Where's the outrage here? I remember back in 2005-2008 that members of Congress were calling to Capitol Hill the big oil barons to put them under the spotlight. Us full well knowing that nothing was going to come of it, but why is no one talking about these outrageously high gas prices right now?
If I had to sneak a guess, it'd probably be because Americans have gotten used to paying for, you know, $3.80 a gallon, $3.65 a gallon, and it's, you know, it's not that the price is ridiculous, and, you know, I'm sure everybody would say it is, but it's the fact that the people have gotten used to paying for it, and they aren't making us think about it.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, even though gas is higher now than it might have been 5 or 6 years ago, taking the pain. But still, too, so many more people now have been downsized, economically speaking, that you're going to feel the pinch a lot more with the gas prices hovering around $4 a gallon. There's no doubt about that. Will we see a time soon, Patrick, where the gas edges above $4 a gallon?
You know, it's certainly a possibility. We're obviously just a short way from $4 a gallon here this morning, but it's not very likely that we spend a whole lot of time above that threshold. Sure, it's possible that we spend a few days or perhaps a week or two at worst above $4 a gallon, but by and large, this summer we'll feature prices that were lower than last year, and I don't think we'll see that $4 sign come out a whole lot, if at all.
So even when the summer driving season starts to get here, believe it or not, looking out the window, summer is closer than we think. People start to drive more. The boutique blends start to come out if they haven't already, and that always seems to add to the cost, but you don't see it inching past $4.
Not at least at this time. We've been relatively lucky so far with refineries doing their maintenance. That's not to say something couldn't come out, but for the time being, things are looking pretty good.
All right, how are things looking for you today? There's a wrap on a couple of
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.